am here in studio with State Senator Patrick O'Connor. And if you're not sure what Pat's district is, it's a good part of what we cover here on WATD. And just give a quick rundown of the towns. Pat O'Connor, again, State Senator, thanks so much for joining us today. Give me a rundown of your towns if people are not quite sure if they're in your district.
Happy to. Great to talk to everybody in WATD as well. Christine, thank you for having me on. So the district starts in Weymouth, Hingham, Cohasset, Scituate, Marshfield, Norwell, Duxbury, and Hull.
Okay, that's a nice substantial district. Now, the thing I have to say, I was coming through all this COVID pandemic and covering this from a news point of view, we kept hearing doomsday prophecies about what was happening with the budget and the financial picture and get ready for major cuts and things happening. That's not what happened. The financial picture was very different for the past year here. Tell me a little bit about the budget and explain a little bit so our listeners know there's three pockets to the budget. What are those pockets?
Yeah, so when everything went down in March and April of 2020, a lot of revenue economists had basically put a picture that the state was going to lose a significant amount of money and we would have to drain our reserves. The opposite has actually happened. The state ended the fiscal year on June 30th of 2021, and we have a $4 billion surplus that's yet to be spent. Our reserves going into COVID was $3.5 billion. We've actually been able to add to that. That's at $5.6 billion now. And on top of that, the federal government through the American Rescue Plan provided us $5.3 billion that are not non-discretionary, but very open as far as what we can spend it on. So we are actually in a place right now where we have a significant reserve and we have a substantial amount of money to invest in Massachusetts. And we're hoping to invest in ways that will continue to allow people to get better jobs, to invest in education, and to make sure our communities are as strong as they can be.
I know that was one of the nice surprises that did come out of this pandemic. Tell me a little bit about some organizations here on the South Shore that you were instrumental in getting them funding for. And I must say, just in to make sure this is, for full disclosure, Talking Information Center. I am on the board of directors here, and it's right in the building, the Radio Reading Service for the Blind and Print Handicapped. You were instrumental in helping them get state funding, $350,000.
I love the Talking Information Center. I think that the work that they do is just phenomenal. And to have a predominantly volunteer organization go out and provide this service, not just for folks here on the South Shore, but really throughout the entire state, is amazing. And this has been something that my office has taken great pride in working with our legislative colleagues all throughout the South Shore and all the other talking networks throughout the state to be able to secure these dollars. In addition to the Talking Information Center, we've really tried to invest in these community organizations that do amazing work in just various different spaces. South Shore Peer Recovery, we were able to get $50,000 for them to continue their operations to help those who are in recovery and those struggling with addiction. We're able to get $20,000 for Drug Story Theater, which is Dr. Schran's organization, right here on the South Shore.
And we hear, when we've covered some of those performances, we hear nothing but positive comments. People are always so surprised about how impactful it is.
It's a great program, and to be able to have school children, for those not familiar with it, to have school children watch a performance that's put on by people who are in recovery and to talk about some of the circumstances and challenges that they faced and that they've overcome, I think is one of the more impactful ways to be able to actually connect with a child when it comes to education and awareness about drugs.
Now, what about this $100,000 for the Marshfield Public Schools? This says to further design and implement their mental health education programs. I know that that's been an issue that you have been very concerned about, and I've heard how they've described this as cutting edge. Explain what that means.
Yeah, I worked with Lara Brait, the school committee chairperson, actually brought this to my attention during one of the times that during COVID, in her role as the chair of the Marshfield Chamber of Commerce, being able to go and talk to the membership there about some of the business supports. And Lara brought up that, in talking with Superintendent Grantino and her colleagues on the school committee, that there is a significant need, as we all anticipated, for mental health services for children K through 12 that have experienced something that they never thought and that we never imagined that they'd experience. And so this program is going to be, I think, more than matched with community funds. And those community funds are going to put in place programming to help children. And it's not just those who are facing substantial challenges with their mental health, but also those who just might want to find new ways to cope and just various other ways to deal with the challenges that they've had. And one of the things that we've heard a lot of is that substance use has picked up substantially, and our overdose deaths are at an all-time high in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And I think a lot of children experience things that they were typically masked before from because of our public education system, and not having that in the traditional form of actually going to school and having it be remote. I think that a lot of kids are going to come back to the school system this year fully and experience some challenges readjusting and possibly even some more serious challenges that I think we should have a system in place inside of our schools. And the cutting edge component is, you know, this is not in many school districts. This is going to be something that's not unique to Marshfield, but unique to probably about five or six school districts in the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And I'm very proud that Marshfield has stepped up and taken this on, and hopefully they can put in place what I would say is curriculum that will become a standard for the state to look at and implement. I think this is going to be something that is going to be a domino that hopefully starts in Marshfield and continues all throughout the South Shore and throughout the state.
Well, just, you know, speaking anecdotally, we've heard stories during this pandemic, just what you're talking about, things have become, they get exacerbated because they're not in that regular everyday routine of going to school, having an outlet, having people to bounce ideas off, a lot of alone time, a lot of time for people to maybe get overly concerned or overly upset. And we hear stories about, again, drug numbers up, and also just people feeling upset and maybe mental illness or just even depression. So I think this is something very interesting. We want to follow up with the Marshfield Public Schools and talk a little bit about how this program will be in place, but it sounds like a great idea. Now, I saw an article, I think it was in the Patriot Ledger, about this organization, Empowered Her, and you support this. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Sure. Empower Her is an amazing organization. We were able to get them, I believe it was $50,000 in the budget this past year. And prior to that, we were able to secure some money for them inside the state budget. And this organization matches young children, young girls with who have experienced the loss of their mother with a mentor who is a professional woman, and they have also experienced at a young age the loss of their mother. I think that it's really a unique program and something that I'm so proud to have be based here on the South Shore. They have expanded out, and they have chapters in various other states now, and they're based in Norwell. Kara, who runs the organization and started the organization, founded it, lives in Scituate. And just recently they had a Mother's Day luminarium, and they had it at various different places, including where the San Francisco Giants play at their ballpark in Washington, D.C. It's really an amazing organization. For those who don't know about it, please check it out. And for anyone who would want to get involved, please get involved. It's one of those things that when we hear people's stories, when they contact our office, and if there's a connection where a person calls our office and talks about the loss of one of their parents at a young age, we always try and connect them with that. And I believe and hope that Empower Her will continue to expand their mission, because it's really important.
That's terrific. And one more quick question I want to ask you about. Seawall repairs and construction is always something that is an issue here in these South Shore communities. $3.1 million awarded to South Shore communities for seawall repairs and construction. In your district, you're talking about Hull, Marshfield, and Weymouth. This is an ongoing issue. What kind of a difference is this going to make?
I think it's going to make a huge difference. Right here in Marshfield, we have money for Ocean Bluff, and we have money for seawall work. You know, we were able to secure $3.1 million for Weymouth, Hull, and Marshfield, and the entire program in and of itself was about $13 million. So you can see the importance that the state's putting and focusing on the South Shore and making sure that what we're investing in as far as infrastructure goes continues to make a difference. We know that this is not the be-all, end-all solution as far as protecting our residents and protecting our infrastructure from climate change, but this is going to be something that's going to make a huge impact in those areas, and we'll continue to make those investments, and we'll continue to push for this money. And, you know, we get it all the time that when we put this up, we hear from residents saying, well, it's great you got the money, but eventually, you know, it's not going to be enough. And, you know, we're fully cognizant of that, and that's why we've passed some really substantial environmental protection measures, as well as passing specific things like the environmental bond bill to continue to get more money out, not just to do the repairs that are needed to seawalls or build in new areas of seawall, but to actually come up with a plan that we know will work 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. So we're not just continuing to spend this money on what I would say is great work and needed work, but more of a temporary approach than a long-term focus.
And I just want to ask you one more question. Is there anything you want to let our listeners know that I didn't get a chance to ask you about today?
No, I mean, just we had a great budget for the South Shore, $47.6 billion budget, and we brought back home to the South Shore a significant amount of that. Chapter 70, which goes to our education system, is at an all-time high. Chapter 90, which goes to our roads and our sidewalks, is at an all-time high. And the amount of money that we're directly depositing to each one of our communities is at an all-time high. And on top of that, we still have $4 billion in our surplus to figure out, and $5.3 billion through federal funding to figure out. So I anticipate a lot more investment into the South Shore is to come from the state, and I'm very proud of the work that we've been able to accomplish.
It's a nice situation to be in. And Senator O'Connor, if people want to contact your office or want to find out more about the district, what's the best contact information for you?
Sure. I'm available on all social media platforms. I check that very frequently. I check my email at least five or six times a day. The email is patrick.oconnor@masenate.gov, and that can be with or without the apostrophe. And 617-722-1646 is the number at the State House. And we have at least two people there every day, socially distanced, continuing during this outbreak of the Delta variant here in the Commonwealth as well as throughout the country. But we're there. We're here ready to work for you and continue to provide you all with the representation you deserve on Beacon Hill and can be proud of.
That's terrific. And that's State Senator Pat O'Connor. He represents the towns of Cohasset, Duxbury, Hingham Hall, Marshfield, Norwell, Scituate, and Weymouth. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.